Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
And of course, a big day in the music world. It's Grammys Day.
I didn't realise that was so early in the year, and I thought maybe it's a COVID thing, but pretty consistently January or March kind of thing, so April.
It's all going on. Here we are. Yeah, just like that. I mean, it's kind of been eclipsed by all the drama that happened at the Oscars a week ago today, but it's here. It has arrived. We've talked a lot about predictions on this show over the past week or so, Bob. I think it's only fitting that we try to guess what's going to happen at the Grammys today.
Now, just to be clear, I don't think the majority of my Oscar predictions kind of came to life, but some of your just world life predictions going okay so far.
Yeah, I feel like we're about 50-50 at someone getting something right.
Right, okay. Wow, good odds.
Let's get some awards music happening.
Oh, here we are.
There you go. We're at the Grammys. Album of the Year is being awarded. Bob, who has won it?
I feel like Rodrigo's going to do a clean sweep. People are loving her. She's got the new Disney Plus documentary out.
It's a good point. Sour is that album, isn't it? I've only heard like two songs from it, but they're great. So
me too. But, so hot right now.
See, I'm thinking Taylor Swift. She's made a bit of a comeback. People are loving that she's owning her music. I think Evermore is going to take Album of the Year.
Now, I love Taylor Swift, but that's a December 2020 album. It's quite a while ago.
True. People still love it. I don't know. It's Taylor. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Not Kanye West, who is also up in that category. Speaking of Song of the Year, Bob, who is that going to?
When I said O-Rod for a clean sweep, I meant it, Brooke. I think Driver's License still probably made enough of a splash. We haven't heard it in a while, but I think that's probably worked in its favour. We're no longer sick of hearing it all the time. We're starting to come back and maybe realise how good we had it.
Yeah, I got to say, I agree. I also highlighted Olivia Rodrigo for Song of the Year. Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits, maybe, but I feel like it's new and been played a lot. Sheeran, so it's not got the same effect.
I've liked other stuff from this year more from Eddie Baby.
Fair enough. All right. Just quickly as well, best pop vocal album. Who are we going for?
I can't explain it, but Justin Bieber.
I said Justin Bieber as well. Yeah. Billie Eilish is in there. Ariana Grande. I completely forgot she'd come out with an album in the last year or so. But yeah, she's in there as well. Olivia Rodrigo. But yeah, I reckon Justin Bieber.
There we go.
The most important one though, of course, Bob. Can you predict a scandal for us? What's going to happen?
Well, over the weekend, Will Smith has resigned from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, so I think it's a good time for him to announce he's returning to rap.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
People would go off if there was a Fresh Prince performance. They would forgive, they would forget, they would be loving Free Willy style.
It's an interesting theory. Do you want to hear my scandal prediction?
Always.
All right. So Lil Nas X is performing. He's up for a couple of nominations. I'm thinking he's up, he's performing, his song ends. That's what I really want. Then you hear this. That is Kanye West bursting through the wall on a mechanical bull of sorts that is like 20 feet tall, and it walks over and he takes the Grammy out of Taylor Swift's hand.
Why did we think you were good at predictions?
Hey, could still happen? You never know.